Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Sienna. How can I assist you today?
Hi. My name's Judy Bridges. We had a charge on our credit card with this phone number on it, and we don't remember what it's for. What type of business do you all have?
Okay, we service over 300 vendors, so I'll be happy to assist you with that charge. Can I start off by getting your zip code?
65013.
Okay, give me one second. And you said Bridges. Could it be under Ray Bridges?
That's it, yeah.
Okay. Can you verify that shipping address, please?
What was it for? I mean, this is a charge.
Yes, ma'am. The account's not fully pulled up yet. I can just see the contact information. I just need a form of verification. If you don't feel comfortable with the shipping address, you can give the email or phone number.
The email address would be, a shipping address would be either 21195 East Highway 28, Highway 42, Bell, Missouri.
Okay, thank you. So I see, it's under Ray. So he purchased a tactical bag on June
20th. Hold on, just one second. What was it now?
A tactical bag that was purchased June 20th for $574 shipping. That was shipped out. And then before that, $574 was charged. In the terms and conditions, it'll say 4 days later, you will be enrolled in the factory direct store on a monthly membership fee. That's the charge you're seeing. And with that fee, you receive a voucher in your email for $125 that you can use towards anything on that website.
Yeah, we didn't catch that. So can we cancel that?
No problem. Give me one second. I'll get you canceled and get you that cancellation number, okay?
That was shipping on a tactical bag that I got or something. It was just $5. But I guess I just didn't read far enough. Yeah. So I got shocked. So if we go into there. What was the date on that? 4/21 was the first charge.
Okay, so I do have that canceled. You won't receive any further charges, and you still have access to that voucher. Are you ready for that cancellation number?
Yes, I am. So you're going to issue a credit, or how does that work?
So even though it's stated in the terms and conditions that you'll be enrolled, I can issue a customer courtesy refund. So that'll be $29.97 back in that account in 3 to 5 business days.
So you're billing me for $67 and then giving me back $29, is that correct?
Yes, sir. We can only issue a 35% refund.
Why is that? I didn't receive anything for it.
Yes, sir. You receive a voucher that'll be in your email for $125.
I don't want it. I just want my $67 back.
Yes, sir. Well, the voucher comes with the monthly membership fee.
But I don't care. I don't want it, and I don't want to pay for it. So what do we got to do to fix that?
Yes, sir. That's why I'm issuing you the 35% refund.
All right. I'm going to go ahead and I'll dispute that with my credit card company, and that's thievery.
Okay, so if you wanted to dispute it, what would happen is your bank would issue a temporary credit, and along with that, they'll begin their investigation, and they'll read the terms and conditions, and then your bank would deny that dispute.
Not if you're a thieving company.
No,
I guarantee.
Yes, sir. I deal with these calls all day long, and the banks do
I'm
call
sure
in,
you
and
do,
they have
because
to verify.
You're stealing money from people.
Okay,
that's
and the bank
bullshit.
Will. When you dispute the charge, the bank has to call us, and then we have to explain it, and they read the terms and conditions, and then they deny
well,
your dispute.
We're doing it.
Okay.
We're on it.
So with that being, okay.
Yeah, you be sure, this won't be the last you'll hear from us, too. And I'm going to put this on the net to make sure that nobody else runs into this, too.
Okay, so what I was going to say is I can cancel your account. So did you not want the refund? Okay, well, I can disconnect the call now. Thank you for calling.
No, you can just dispute the whole thing. Yeah.